Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. On a beautiful Saturday, Prince Philip was laid to rest. Perhaps the most striking moment of the day, Queen Elizabeth seated alone. As recapped by the New York Times, members of the royal family, Philip's four children, Charles, Anne, Andrew and Edward, and some of his grandchildren, including William and Harry, walked in a somber procession behind his coffin as it was driven to the chapel. As is custom, no family members delivered a eulogy, but the Reverend David Connor, Dean of Windsor, who conducted the funeral service, spoke of the many ways in which his long life has been a blessing to us. We have been inspired by his unwavering loyalty to our Queen, by his service to the nation and the Commonwealth, by his courage, fortitude, and faith, he said. Our lives have been enriched through the challenges that he has set us, the encouragement that he has given us, his kindness, humor, and humanity. Pandemic rules in Britain meant that the funeral was pared down, with adjustments including a limit of 30 guests at the church service. The Queen and the select family members in attendance all wore masks and were seated 6 feet apart in the chapel. The ceremony was rich with symbolism and nods to Philip's life of service to the royal family and to Britain. The Grenadier Guards, a centuries-old regiment of the British Army, which the Duke of Edinburgh served as a colonel for more than four decades, placed his coffin on a hearse that the Prince helped design. The vehicle, a modified Land Rover Defender, then led a small procession towards St. George's Chapel, also on the grounds of Windsor Castle. Philip served in the Royal Navy, seeing combat during World War II, and his naval cap and sword were placed on his coffin before the funeral service. The coffin was draped in his personal flag, which pays tribute to his Greek heritage and his British titles. A variety of other military groups were represented during the procession, and a team of Royal Marines carried his coffin into St. George's Chapel. Members of the royal family walked behind the coffin as it was driven to the chapel. Members of the royal family walked behind the coffin as it was driven to the chapel. Those with honorary military titles are expected to wear suits displaying their medals rather than uniforms, apparently in deference to Prince Harry, who was forced to give up his military titles when he stepped away from royal duties. The Queen arrived at the chapel by car. Before the service began, there was a national minute of silence. Near the end of the service, the last post was played by musicians from Britain's Royal Marines before military buglers had one final task. As planned by Prince Philip, the buglers sounded so-called action stations, a call used on naval warships to summon crew to battle readiness. His body was interred in the Royal Vault in St. George's Chapel. Flags in Britain that have flown at half-staff at royal residences since his death will remain that way until Sunday. Palace Intrigue will be right back. After the service, the Queen's lady-in-waiting, Lady Susan Hussey, drove with the Queen during the drive back to the castle. Harry and William were seen walking and talking as Kate subtly gave them space. The brothers walked alongside their cousin Peter Phillips at their grandfather's funeral on Saturday, noting that nothing should be read into that spacing other than protocol. Hello magazine reminds us that Peter is the Queen and Prince Philip's firstborn grandchild. Therefore, his prominent central position in the funeral procession makes perfect sense. Protocol dictates that the eldest royal stands in the middle, followed by the next eldest to his or her right, and the youngest to the left. Hence why Peter will be flanked by William to his right and Harry to his left. The royal brothers and their cousin walked in the same row behind Prince Edward and Prince Andrew, and ahead of Vice Admiral Sir Tim Lawrence and the Earl of Snowdon. The other members of the processional party were Prince Charles, Princess Anne, a personal protection officer, a private secretary, two pages and two valets. The palace had determined that the event attire would be morning dress, suits and dark colours. This was notable as is often customary for royal family members who hold military rank, such as Prince Charles, Prince William, Princess Anne and Prince Edward, to wear uniforms to state events rather than suits. However, the palace made clear via a spokesperson that no family members would be in uniform. Members of the royal family will be wearing morning coat with medals or day dress. That's to say, members of the royal family will not be in military uniform.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Due to the pandemic, the guest list was limited to 30 people. They are the Queen, Charles and Camilla, William and Kate, Harry, the Earl and Countess of Wessex, Lady Louise Windsor and James Viscount Severn, Princess Anne and Vice Admiral Sir Timothy Lawrence, Prince Andrew, Peter Phillips, Zara and Mike Tyndall, Princess Beatrice and Eduardo Mapelli-Mozzi, Princess Eugenie and Jack Brooksbank, Lady Sarah and Mr. Daniel Chatto, Earl of Snowdon, the Duke of Gloucester, the Duke of Kent, Princess Alexandra, the Hereditary Prince of Baden, the Landgrave of Hesse, Prince Philip of Hohenlohe, Langenburg, and Countess Mountbatten of Burma. Meghan Markle was reportedly planning to watch a live stream of Prince Philip's funeral with her son Archie at her LA home. The video feed, which was the same as the televised version but without the commentary, was confirmed by Buckingham Palace as provided so that loved ones who cannot make it to the funeral will make private arrangements to remember the Duke of Edinburgh. In a letter posted on the Harry and Meghan's Archwell website earlier this week, Harry wrote, "My grandfather was a man of service, honour and great humour. He was authentically himself with a seriously sharp wit and could hold the attention of any room due to his charm, and also because you never knew what he might say next. He will be remembered as the longest reigning consort to the monarch, a decorated serviceman, a prince and a duke. But to me, like many of you who have lost a loved one or grandparent over the pain of this past year, he was my grandpa, master of the barbecue, legend of banter, and cheeky right till the end. He has been a rock for Her Majesty the Queen, with unparalleled devotion by her side for 73 years of marriage. And while I could go on, I know that right now he would say to all of us, beer in hand, oh, do get on with it. So on that note, Grandpa, thank you for your service, your dedication to Granny, and for always being yourself. You will be sorely missed, but always remembered by the nation and the world. Meghan, Archie, and I, as well as your future great-granddaughter, will always hold a special place for you in our hearts. Per mare, per terram." Before the coffin was lowered into the vault, the Garter Principal King of Arms read out, "Thus it hath pleased Almighty God to take out of this transitory life unto his divine mercy, the late most illustrious and most exalted Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh." And the most stirring image of the day, the Queen wiping away a tear as she sat alone. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. And this is Palace Intrigue.
On the next The Top 11 podcast, we embark on a culinary journey across the globe as we explore the top 11 traditional dishes from around the world. From the comforting moussaka of Greece to the aromatic pho of Vietnam, we discover the dishes that have become synonymous with their countries of origin. We delve into the simplicity and magnificence of Italy's pizza napoletana, the precision and aesthetics of Japan's sushi, and the warmth and welcoming spirit of Canada's poutine. Follow The Top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.